There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You mentioned parallel universes lightly there. Is it that every time we make a choice that another different dimension opens up, and yet somehow we're anchored to this reality and this consciousness?
We're opening up into a new place. I love to talk about quantum physics. So this is, I'm gonna preface this from a guy who failed science in high school, now talks to quantum physicists, astrophysicists, and I just talked to a NASA rocket scientist the other day, and a polymath, and I hold my own magically. I don't know why. I don't know what these people know, but I can hold a conversation with them. So that's the preface to this.
But at this point, you've got a PhD in metaphysics, do you not? But at this point, with the amount of hours metaphysics, you've dedicated
and metaphysics, yes, not quantum physics, not quantum physics, but I could have a fairly deep conversation about certain concepts in quantum physics.
What's the quantum string exploring? Theory, sorry, I'll shut up now.
So from my understanding, and I found this fascinating when I heard it for the first time, is that everything is happening at the same time. So just like the movie, Everywhere, Everything, All at Once. That is what's happening. So there is no past life. There is no future life. All lives are happening at the exact same time. I know heads are exploding as they're listening or watching this right now. I'll explain it this way. We all have a television, generally speaking. And if you turn on a channel and Friends turns on, you're watching Friends. But you also know that Seinfeld is on another channel, and Gilligan's Island might be on another channel, and the A-Team from the 80s is on another channel, and all these other shows are happening at the exact same time that you're watching your episode of Friends. So all of those things are happening at the same amount of time. That's our lives. And now, if something happens to me in this life, it ripples, quote unquote, back, and it ripples forward. So if I learn a lesson in this life that I was supposed to learn in two lives from now, if I learned it here, it gets erased from those lives. I don't have to deal with it anymore because I learned that lesson in this one, and vice versa. So it's going to make your head, everyone listening, it's going to make your head hurt a little bit. So that's the concept of all of your oversoul, if you will, has dropped down into all of these souls, okay? These little experiments. Think of it as your oversoul or your higher self is a gamer. And they're playing multiple games at the exact same time and can control all of them, and all that information is being sent back to them. So they're playing Mario Brothers, they're playing Halo, they're playing Minecraft, they're playing all of this exact same time. So if we use a gamer analogy. Now, so that's the basics of the soul and where we're at. By the way, and all this information is going back to source and experimenting or experiencing all of that is all going back to source, which is another conversation. And simulation theory, we can get into that as well. That's a whole other conversation. Let's talk about parallel universes, parallel realities, and multiverses. So every time that you make a decision in this life, and I heard this from near-death experiencers and quantum physicists, have you ever wondered what would have happened if you would have dated Karen in high school and maybe married her instead of your current wife? What if you would have knocked up Karen and had to marry her to do the right thing, and you had a kid at 20, what would have happened then? Who would you be? What if you didn't take that job in New York and you stayed in your hometown to help your dad run his business? What would have happened if you would have gone to New York? Who would you be? These questions that happen through everybody and everyone, everyone has these points in life where you make a decision. Well, in near-death experiences, you know, what ifs? What if this happened? What if that happened? What if that wouldn't have happened? Well, in near-death experiences, when they're having their life review, a lot of times they'll go through a scene where they were mean to somebody or something, or someone was being mean to them or something along those lines. And they go, oh, I wonder what would happen if this wouldn't have happened. And they go, hold on. And you see how that storyline plays out. And you see how that storyline plays out. And you see how that storyline plays out in a life review. So every time you make a major choice, not if I'm going to pick this phone up or not pick this phone up. It's not the butterfly effect. But any major decisions, am I going to move to San Francisco or am I going to move to Paris? Or I'm going to stay in my little town in Texas. Those are major life decisions, people coming in and out of your life, job opportunities. These kind of, should I invested? Should I bought that lottery ticket? Should I not? Should I, while I was walking on the beach, if I would have just dug 6 feet, I would have got $100,000 in gold that was left there. What would happen to me? What if I would have won the lottery in this lifetime? Could I have handled it? All this kind of stuff. So all of those big decisions will spawn off another version of you and another version of reality. So there is infinite amount of realities. This is not quantum physics. There is an infinite amount of realities per lifetime. So we're talking about infinite numbers. So there is a reality where I'm a billionaire. There's a reality where I am broke. There's a reality where I'm a king. There's a reality where I am the pauper. All happening at the exact same time. One that I am a master pianist. One that I am a master artist. One that I could sing like a bird. Another one that I can't sing. I can't sing at all. That's this life. So all of those. One that I have a podcast in spirituality. Another one that I have a podcast in Satanism. I don't know. There are probably multiple versions of me out there. So that's really fascinating. And if you start getting into something called the Mandela effect, which is, and people, if you want to have your head scratching a little bit, look up the Mandela effect. And the effect is that there's groups, large groups of people who remember something happening in pop culture or something happening in society. And a large group that say, no, that didn't happen. And it started with Mandela, President Mandela from South Africa. There's a large group of people who said he died in prison and he never became the president. And there's another large group of people that said, no, he got out of prison and became the president of South Africa and changed that country's future. You can look it up. But then it starts getting into the fun stuff, like, you know, lines in movies. So, like, did you ever see the movie Field of Dreams?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is it, if you build it, they will come?
I think so.
Is that the line they, right? That's kind of what I remember. You remember, right?
Yeah.
Apparently not. Apparently the line is, if you build it, he will come. I remember they. I always remember they. I remember James Earl Jones saying they.
It was they.
But look it up tonight, play it, and it will be, if you build it, he will come. Weird. That's one. Two, Empire Strikes Back. Luke, I am your father.
Oh, yeah. You can't debunk that one.
No, he never said, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father.
What? No.
I'm blowing his head.
Stop it.
Go turn it on tonight.
Stop it.
I agree with you. It's Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
Every time you ever hear someone make a joke of it or an impression of it, Luke, I am your father. That's the one you always hear.
Yeah.
You never hear someone going, no, I am your father. It's no, I am your father.
And so is the proposition that multiple dimensions are sort of like weaving in and out of the same timeline.
Correct. It's shifting. So we're shifting timelines where we're all going in a certain direction and then an element of the timeline shifts. So in my world, I grew up with a guy. Do you remember? Are you familiar with The Tonight Show here in the States?
Jimmy Fallon kind of guy?
Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, but before it was Johnny Carson. That was the old guy, Johnny Carson. And Johnny Carson had a guy next to him called Ed McMahon. And he was like, and tonight, here's Johnny. That's that whole thing, right? Well, Ed McMahon, in my reality, used to work for a company called Publishers Clearinghouse, where he would knock on people's door and give them a $1 million check. It was something that it was a big thing. He did commercials with it. He did guest spots on TV shows, holding a check at the door, which there's still proof of, by the way. Publisher Clearinghouse says that he's never worked, Ed McMahon never worked for them. He never did anything of the sort. But there's large groups of people around the world who remember Ed McMahon walking up and giving $1 million checks to people at their front door with balloons and cameras. So then you start going into logos like, is it Jiffy peanut butter or Jif peanut butter? Is it the Berenstain Bears or the Berenstain Bears? Is there a cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom logo, or is there not a cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom logo? You can go down hours wasted of my life, hours going on Google looking up for Mandela effect examples. Just type it in. It's fun. So you just sit there and you're just like, you got to be kidding me. So that's the shifting of realities. I actually had a quantum physicist on, and the whole conversation was about Mandela effect. Because it is a quantum physics thing.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.